Why can't I? You know what? I just didn't ask.
Are you asking chat without instead of going to wiki, you're going.
I could have. Crowd, they would just be googling it
you
for me.
Just pretend that the Twitch chat is okay. Chat GPT.
There you go.
That's actually less than I thought. It's only 768 episodes.
Really?
And we've got 401. So
we're at your heels, buddy.
We're more than halfway.
Yeah. We did that in 11 years.
Exactly.
Took them 34 to get 7. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. The stab movie.
Yeah.
Stab movie.
That's right. We do need a movie.
That'd be the most depraved thing you could possibly do.
How would we turn this into, except just would, animating all of the prompts?
No, it would be like a documentary on like your mental health declining like really hard over 11 years time.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're almost passing Family Guy. They got 424. All right, we're going to get you.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called... Stab.
In this blood-pumping episode of The Stab Show, Willie Listen's own Willie Travis finds himself in a game of cat and mouse with an international assassin with a secret. Their secret? They're actually a cat! Scene Kids as Gilbert Gonzalez is in a race against time, defusing a half-dozen bombs strategically placed throughout the city before Game 7 of the sports ball contest. And Jeff Brown of the world-famous Bomb Hat Studios tries to talk a jumper into stepping back from that ledge, my friend. Trying to convince them to cut ties with all the lies that they've been living in. Meanwhile, me, your host, Jesse Jones, is stuck in a out-of-control chocolate factory with a wacky conveyor belt spitting out candies faster than I can package them. All this and so much more tonight on Stab. So let's dive right into the program with segment one. It's reorganization. In reorganization, sometimes the meaning of the acronym is less important than the cool word it makes. Blast! Or... Basic Local Alignment Search Tool, being the case this time. Who cares what BLAST actually stands for in this case? I don't. I've already forgotten, in fact. And so should you forget whatever the hell it is that BLAST may or may not actually stand for already, and instead give me who or what else BLAST, BLAST, might stand for or represent to you. Willie Travis, let's hear your BLAST.
Hey there. Hi. I'm a monster of no particular origin, kind of like one you'd see in MTV Oddities shorts or that one anime, Death Note. I have no affiliation with humans. I don't even know one personally. You're all sacks of juicy meat to me. And you're refreshing, and you quench my thirst like like a earth watermelon. Ironically enough, I transitioned to Black Lives Are Super Tasty.
Yeah.
Nothing racist at all. Because where I'm from, there is no comprehension of the word. The closest thing we have to that word is God suck, which loosely translates to garbage punch, a very tasty beverage. Either way, I find black people are rather tasty, whether it be the charred skin, again, not racist,
nope.
Because I am nothing more than a hulking figment of someone's imagination, but yeah, to all my monsters out there, eat black people. Delicious. That said, I do recommend a balance of various races. Might I suggest Native American or Polynesian, if you can find it in your region.
Sure, sure. Yeah. If black, unavailable.
Yeah. Your mileage may vary.
Yeah. It's, you can substitute Samoan. Well done, Willie. I can't comment on any of that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, yeah. Good call.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Welcome to the gosh darn program. Your first time, your first prompt. What do you have in way of a BLAST?
Well, I need everyone to know that I am a
early slash on time person, and you should not be like me. It sucks. You know, you get there on time, and guess what? You're helping. You're helping set up. You're helping move chairs and furniture. You're helping put ice. You got to punch it and kick it. Nothing's cold yet because you're early, and you thought you're on time. You thought that's a great time to go. They said 7. You're at 7. No, get there at 9. It's just do that. In fact, get there so late and live by this acronym. Being late always stops time. Okay, what that means is that just be a late person. Be a black hole of time. Like, time can't touch you when you're late because you don't give a shit. Okay, if you're on time, you're always thinking about like, oh, what time is it currently? How long does it get there? Will there be parking? Do I need more time for this? That? No, be late. Don't worry about it. Get there the next day. What are they going to say? Send you away? No. Movie starts at 7. What if you get there at 9? You're just going to be on max in 2 days anyway. Just be late. It's like time doesn't affect you. Being late always, always stops time.
So nice. There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Helpful. Helpful tip.
Be a time hole of color. Let's not. We can't after black people being so juicy. Yeah, you know. We can't have a black hole of time too. This is just I can't.
I mean, it'll only work if Jeff has a reference as well.
Well, you're in luck today.
Well, let's see.
Let's pull that trigger.
What Jeff has, Jeff Brown. What do you have in way of a blast?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to pay our respects to a dearly departed friend, Jesse Jones. Many of you know Jesse as a staple of the comedy community, and while he has often brought us to tears with laughter, he now brings us to tears with sadness, as he has passed away last Tuesday due to several instances of what medical doctors are calling blast.
Oh, no.
Jesse is survived by 149 Funko Pops and more debt than any one single person should have. While we were hoping to have an open casket at this event, we were prompted by both the hospital and the funeral home to have it remain closed, as Jesse was horribly disfigured by what we were told was over a dozen blast-related incidents within a two-hour period of time. Jesse's will dictated that he be cremated and his ashes spread throughout the Stab Comedy Theater. But he's dead, and we don't have to listen to him anymore, so we didn't do that.
It's true.
Oh, God. Oh. God, why? Why, God? Why did you have to take him so soon? 64 years old is too young for... What?
Damn it.
46? Jesus Christ.
Either way, it's not good.
46 was too young to die from 17 reported cases of BLAST, which stands for blood loss on account of sex toys.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the police found Jesse, he was buried under several sex dolls, all modeled after Angela Lansbury of Murder, She Wrote fame. The combined weight of 3 Angela Lansbury sex dolls crushed several of his ribs, an injury that was only exacerbated by the half dozen penis pumps that he had affixed to his nipples and other parts of his torso, like tentacles from some sort of erotic octopus. He may have survived the ordeal if he hadn't set the vacuum strength of the pumps to 69. A decision that I'm sure he found funny in the moment, but one which ultimately led him to his embarrassing doom, as the only blood flow he experienced wasn't to his penis, but instead to his infamously long nipples. Then,
so long.
Onto the floor of his den of depravity. Any donations collected at the end of the funeral will be put toward BLAST research, so that in the near future, we may have the means to resuscitate and save victims who have lost too much blood due to their perverted activities, instead of having to mourn the loss of people like Jesse Jones, who shoved too many things into too many places, and now they're dead and in hell. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? You act like that's not a fine way to go. You want to just wither away?
Huh? Can I live?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm living.
my entire life.
This is just like the alternate version of how the grandpa goes out in Little Miss Sunshine. Instead of just going balls to the walls of drugs, it's just sex toys.
Sure. Oh, and yeah, so about, I don't know, an hour and a half ago, Jeff asked me how old I was in chat.
Rookie move.
And to see that, I mean, I try not to say it, but to see it like typed out was horrifying.
Well, when I asked you, I was just like, how old are you?
Yeah.
No reason.
Yeah.
And you were like, you didn't even say what how old you were. First you typed, guh.
Yeah.
G-U-H. And then you said 46. Yeah. And I think and then I said, like, that hurt to read.
Yeah. It hurt me to see it.
It hurt to write.
Ugh, fuck.
Look, I'm 40, dude. So.
Oh.
Hey, I'm 40 as well.
Hey!
As well.
Look at all of us fucking codgers.
Yeah.
You old farts. I'm 39.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Young forever.
Man. We are... This is probably a record for the show. This is the highest combined age. This
Don't
is
worry.
Like a 170-year-old show we've got here.
Breaking records.
Usually there's a baby on the panel, and that's what's throwing it off today.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, there you go.
So you're here today because I have some news to tell you. I'm your dad.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, I'm sad now.
Yeah, it was going to happen.
It's a Mamma Mia situation. One of us is your dad, and you got to figure out.
We're trying to win you over by the end of the show.
Go with Willie. At the end, you're like, I'm pretty sure it's Willie.
Yeah. I got the milk, son.
All right, let's get to finally meeting our panel today. Hey, Willie.
All right.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Doing super well.
Yeah? You busy out there doing any kind of comedy business at the moment?
Hitting the streets?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Good for you. Good for you.
I mean, it's rough out there, man.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, both temperature-wise and otherwise, like life and stuff.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Tough.
Yeah.
But I tell jokes to myself.
That's fine. Yeah. That works.
Yeah, yeah. I sometimes get a laugh.
I was gonna say. hopefully, you're more a fan of you than I am usually a fan of me. So hopefully, you've got somebody in your corner.
He's all right, I guess. He's
all right. That's pretty good. That's not bad. Well, we'll get you trying to get you around more and more. You're trying to push back into happy time. We'll teach you the setup,
yeah,
and then you can be streaming face of gaming for Stab. Because I just ran out of time. I plumb runned out of time, Willie.
Hey, look, I'll be the new mug.
I'll take it. I will take it. Well, as always, good to have you, Willie.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Gilbert.
Yes.
It's Gilbert's first time on the program.
Woo.
Yeah.
Thank you, been wanting you
around. I don't know why it took so long. I asked Michelle for some suggestions, and yours was a name that came up, and I was like, well, yes, fucking obviously. Why haven't I done that already?
You can't remember everyone that you know.
Yeah.
Limited space. You're like, there's like some mustache guy. Several guys with long hair. Yeah. It's fine.
I need to have seen some form of writing, and I've seen plenty of great improv.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But I haven't heard writing from Gilbert. But an improviser can scribble.
Here's what I do. Here's what I do. I ask somebody in the house for a word, then I do a scene, and then I just type that.
That works.
I'm just gonna do this.
That works.
Yeah, and I just workshop it till it's funny over and over again.
Sure. Well, you're generally around here in Scene Kids.
Tomorrow. I'm going to be here at 9 8 as well for One Fall Improv.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're generally here for Scene Kids and One Fall Improv. So this is a whole Gilbert weekend.
It is.
Got three shows tonight.
Gilbert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Corey had thought about it, you could have had two shows this weekend. Since apparently they had a drop in the 9 o'clock.
Cool.
So you could have been. You could maybe still, if you want to stick around.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do some warm takes, Willie?
Maybe. I may be done.
But yeah. Wonderful. Scene Kids. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
That's two people, two person scenes. One person has their half of a scene from a movie, TV show, play, game, song, memorized.
Real Housewives.
And the other person has no idea, and they're improvising. So it's a lot of fun.
A really fantastic show. I love that show. It keeps me coming every month.
For sure.
Just to be part of it.
And it's like 4 or 5 years old at this point. We've been doing it for a while. Yeah. Tomorrow at 9, improv. At 9.
It's very funny. I saw it for the first time, and actually you for the first time. At the
the Crocker
the
Art Mix.
Crocker the Art Mix, yeah.
Yeah, featured in Crocker Art Mix 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Making it a thing.
So that should mean something to somebody. But good to have you, Gilbert. Jeff.
Hello again.
Hi there.
Hi.
I am not in nearly as much debt as you think.
Yeah.
It's like $15,000-$16,000. That's not that
okay,
much.
Okay, that's not for.
That's not that
that's
much.
Not, it's okay. Yeah. I mean, you definitely. That's like school debt, right? That's like
no.
You went to. Okay, you're not no. a doctor.
No, no, that's me having to. Yeah. That's me having to live off of credit cards for like a year.
You, who is the same age as his mother almost, has about the same, maybe a little less debt than
you don't know his mom. I'm doing my best.
I'm pretty sure I have more debt than you. It's fine.
Okay. I mean, I could also be spending better. I'm a 46-year-old man with Funko Pop and Garbage Pail Kids monthly allowance. I allow myself...
You know what? You need those things to keep going.
I do.
Okay, you need I that.
46.
Bit
you don't have much. You gotta have
exactly. Exactly. How's mom hat?
Good. We actually one aside from stuff coming out, we have some stuff on the YouTube.
Oh.
We had a little impromptu D&D session on last weekend.
Nice.
So we may, depending, actually start doing more episodes of the roles we made.
Nice.
So we have a bunch of podcasts. We have one, a D&D one. We have mm-hmm. a Geesebumps one. We have a video game one. And we have a lot that's just waiting to get edited. Everyone actually got to meet up for the most part, and it was very nice. So,
awesome.
So hopefully, and mostly because Joe has central AC
his
apartment. That's... So that is where we went.
Well, I'm sorry that we're dragging him out of that.
Yeah, he'll be here
to be
later.
Here tonight.
Yeah,
Joe will be in Warm Takes. More reasons to stick around, Willie.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
Please stay.
You guys can too. But always a effing treat to see Jeff Brown, even when he starts the show shitting on my corpse.
Did that yourself.
Yeah.
That's what corpses do, actually.
Yeah. I evacuated on me before you could evacuate on me.
You think you're going to shit on me? I'll shit on myself first. Fuck you.
I'm going out in a blaze of just
brown.
Yuck. Segment 2, it's pickup lines.
Here we go.
Who doesn't love trying to get to know a complete stranger by screaming absolute nonsense at him through a shower of spittle in a noisy, crowded bar? Roaring utter gibberish into someone's face is easily the most fun part of the already agonizing exercise of attempting to pick up someone. And so, in pickup lines, you're asked to give us 3 chat-up lines to or from the following various random nonsense things. So let's hear what you got, you sexy beasts. So, we'll go 1-1-1, 2-2-2, 3 times around as we do. Willie Travis, let's get us started. With your first pickup line, to or from an old TV stand left on the curb with a free sign on it.
Wait. Slow down. Who's that? Yo, they are fine as hell. Yo, what you doing on the curb? Yo, I can save you. Yo, come home with me. Let me make you better.
God damn.
Oh. I can change you. Yeah.
Let me fix you.
You don't look so bad, girl. Oh. Yeah. I'm going to put a flat screen on you. I don't know what that means.
He'll fix you up.
Yeah. Get some contact paper. Gonna make you look good. thank you. Gilbert, first of 3, let's hear Yes, I don't know why. Gilbert,
yeah,
let's hear your pickup lines. Two are your first of three pickup lines. Two are from a complete set of 1986 basketball cards.
All right. I'm going for punchy in this one. So
okay.
All right. Hey, you look like you're into card tricks. Stick with me because I'm like that 1986 NBA MVP. Magic.
Nice.
Johnson.
Nice. Well, I got it. Well done. Was he MVP in 86?
A little research I had okay. to do for that one.
That was the strong Celtics team. I would have imagined Larry got it, but no.
No, the
yeah.
Right. No, the top five was really competitive.
Oh,
like,
I
Barkley
imagine.
Was like 12.
Jeez.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well done. hey, Jeff. This one is a more sensical thing, but it doesn't mean it makes more sense. Jeff, let's hear your first of three pickup lines. Two are from an ostrich.
My Google search after this shit is like, I've never opened incognito tab before. And the things that I learned about ostriches when doing this.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I set up a bird again. Oh, no. Yeah. I don't want to step on it.
So the first one is to an ostrich.
Okay.
All right. Hey, are you tired? Because you've been running through my mind at a top speed of 43 miles per hour all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
You run fast.
Look at the legs on you. You like all legs.
Sorry.
Where you going?
You're just a thigh with a beak.
Your four piece would be all thigh.
One big piece.
Coming back around, Willie Travis, second pickup line. Two are from an old TV stand left on the curb with a freeze iron on it.
Are you an old TV stand left on the curb with a free sign on it? Because I want to put something inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And some things on you.
Mm-hmm.
And some things around you.
Yeah. I want to push a Blu-ray player all up inside you.
And a picture of my mom on top. Yeah.
Grr. Gilbert, second pickup line. Two are from a complete set of 1986 baseball basketball cards.
All right. So a little bit of premise. You walk up and you kind of do that up and down look.
Mm.
And he's just like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, you and me got similar decks. 3.5 by 2.5 by 2. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It's a fucked up ratio.
So is a complete set 2 inches thick? Is that what
approximately?
We're
that's okay. what I gave it.
Okay, all right.
You need to see a doctor.
Yeah, girl, you got all the dimensions:
3D.
Height, width, depth.
Yeah.
Look at that depth on you, bro.
Let's get the fourth one.
Depth.
Space time.
Oh shit! Thank you, Gilbert. Jeff, second pickup line to or from an ostrich.
This is from an ostrich.
Okay.
Hey, did you know that ostriches burying their heads in holes in the ground is a fake fact? Yeah. Well, I mean, it's almost fake because I can think of one hole I wouldn't mind burying my head in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to save that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I mean...
That wouldn't sometimes, be the weirdest thing I've seen on the internet.
Well, no, yeah, there is that. Sometimes love is pain. Willie Travis, let's start wrapping up pickup lines with your third of three pickup lines. Two are from an old TV stand left on the curb with a freeze sign on it.
How much of my console do you think you can fit inside your cubbyhole? Just right to the point.
Yeah.
You gotta,
yeah.
You know?
You think you can take all my consoles?
No dilly dallying.
I haven't heard the phrase cubbyhole in a while, and it's like, I don't think I'm supposed to use that phrase. It's like after a certain age. Unless I'm like a kindergarten teacher, I don't think I'm allowed to say the word cubbyhole.
Yeah. I defaulted to when you were saying, I don't think I can take cubbyhole anymore. I defaulted to just imagining, and I'm probably sadly right, it probably has some sort of original, like, racial connotation. I'm sure Cubbyhole is somehow racist. You got to take everything away.
America.
But no, it's probably it's probably innocent. But I can't help but just imagine.
We'll go with
but
that
probably not.
That everything comes from a dark side around here, apparently. I can't think positive.
The foundations of our...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Gilbert, your third of three pickup lines to or from a complete set of 1986 basketball cards.
This is from.
Okay.
And it's, you know, again, right to the point, punchy. Sure. Baby, I'm a full mint condition, so you can only handle this with white gloves.
Yeah.
You know, classy.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it classy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, terrible with lube, though. Cotton and lube,
that's
terrible. But you do what you can. You do what you can.
That's just a mess waiting to happen.
Never, and it never really comes out of the gloves.
Oh.
Those gloves are ruined.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then they wind up yellowish. Jeff, hi.
Hey.
I apologize for most of the things I say. Jeff, let's hear your third of three pickup lines to or from an ostrich.
And just after I'm done with this one, I do have one ostrich fact I want to share.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It says from an ostrich.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, handsome. I've got a 3 foot long neck, no teeth, and no gag reflex. Let's go back to my place so you can help me make the world's biggest egg. Because ostrich eggs are the biggest eggs that exist.
Sure.
Yeah. Also.
Oh, I wasn't sure if that was the
fact. That wasn't the fact.
Okay, well, what is the other fact?
Ostriches have penises.
Oh, like all of them?
Well, I mean, there might be some that just, like, maybe had an accident, but...
Oh, okay.
That's a thing that I found out in an article from 2011. Is they were just like, finally, the mystery of the ostrich penis has been unraveled, and not many birds do. But this one does.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there ostrich dick?
All ostrich. Well, all male ostriches.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we were looking for. Is like,
well, all male. Just like some who had accidents. Some who chose not to.
Yeah.
All male. Yeah. I didn't know that birds usually just like squish their cloacas together. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Not this bird.
Yeah, no. No. You're taking all this ostrich.
God took away my ability to fly, but gave me a dick. It's like the monkey's paw. Curling in.
That's a solid trade.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know,
what would you give up? Yeah, flight. It's fine.
Yeah.
What are you willing to lose?
I'm a thick bird with a dick. It's fine.
Oh, you're laughing at these tiny bullshit wings. Well, check this out.
Big dick players.
Just like my neck.
I didn't realize all this time that was... ostrich big dick energy. I didn't realize.
I gotta. Did you look up the size general averages? Like,
let's talk after.
Okay.
Yeah. Deets.
Like, let me turn on the incognito mode.
Everybody incognito.
I'm gonna airdrop you some shit. Hold on.
Segment three. It's Breakfast of Champions. Breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, from what I've heard. And the most important part of the most important meal of the day is obviously cereal. And I will not be taking any questions. But the shelves of the cereal aisles have gotten boring, which is why we're here to introduce your new favorite sugary Morton treats. In Breakfast of Champions, you're asked to give us the packaging, applicable mascot, slogan, nutritional information, what have you, for a breakfast cereal branded around the following particular things or concepts. So let's start our days off right. Willie Travis, let's hear your new cereal themed around breakfast for dinner.
It's Macho Man's breakfast for dinner.
That's right, kids. It's the one and only Macho Man Randy Savage, and he's back from the grave with a brand new breakfast treat.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man's breakfast for dinner contains only the healthiest ingredients that has made Macho Man the big and strong champion that you see before you.
Yeah.
Featuring fun shapes that celebrate the life
of the man himself that both kids and adults will enjoy.
With crispy, fruity morsels, yeah. And several fun marshmallows in the shape of Slim Jims. Mystery white substance. Hogan's a punk. And four-leaf clovers.
That's right, kids. Eat like a champion and chew like Macho Man.
Randy Savage's breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It's on the box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what, Willie? You throw a good voice on anything, and
that was fantastic.
And a cop out can easily be forgiven. Oh, yeah,
I'm just saying. One Fall Improv tomorrow at 8. I've seen a lot of clips of Macho Man, and that was incredible.
Oh yeah,
that was an awesome impression. So,
oh, thank you. Thank you. I learned everything I know from Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's fair. Oh, thank you, Willie.
Thank you, sir.
Gilbert.
Yes.
What do you have in way of a new breakfast cereal themed around being home alone during the day on summer vacation?
Well, we're all parents in here.
Yeah.
And apparently, honestly, we're tired of looking at those kids that we never really wanted, you know? Mm-hmm. So we need to give them a breakfast cereal that will keep them safe, secure, and out of your hair.
Sure.
That's why we have Latchkeys. Latchkeys is the cereal for you.
Nice.
Latchkeys comes with a map of your house right on the back. Latchkeys comes with fun marshmallow shapes. The marshmallow shapes like latches, turned on streetlights, and the Price is Right wheel, and whatever is left in the fridge. But be careful, kids. You don't want the Shadow Man to get your cereal.
Oh.
So when he comes to your door and you see him, make sure to hide and don't open it, no matter what he says, even if he says he's a cop. It contains more than the daily recommended of potassium.
Oh, nice. Latchkey kids need extra potassium. And yeah, if we hadn't already announced all of our ages, the reaction to Latchkeys on this stage would have pinpointed everybody.
It was not. I didn't know what audience we'd get. It was for me. For me.
I'm my brother's dad.
Oh. I'm 10. I have to take care of you, too.
Yeah.
I drank coffee at age 8 a lot.
No, I just remember for my being home alone during the day on summer vacation, I guess I wasn't technically home alone. I was at a friend's house that I don't even think we were friends. It was just somebody else in the apartment complex. And we would watch reruns of The Fall Guy.
For some reason, I remember Remington Steele.
Oh, sure.
Was the show that was always on, and I hated it.
Also,
didn't want to watch it.
Also, classic midday children raised by television programming. Yeah. Yes.
I noticed some things I want to just quickly ask.
Sure.
Do you get the reference Latchkeys?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, perfect. Okay. Great. Yeah.
Our parents hated us.
Yeah. And so they would just like have the latch key open, you know, and so that we could go in it. We could basically be free. Unsupervised, unattended.
That's the fun way of thinking of it.
Right. And then you just come home when the streetlights go on. So you know.
There was always that.
AKA very sad children.
Yeah.
So,
or traditionally, I think the latch key came from kids wearing the key to their home around their neck on like a shoestring.
Right.
So that
like some
was
awful scarlet letter.
Yeah. After you get your free meal.
Your free lunch.
Your free sometimes you get breakfast too.
One time they assigned a person to take me out Christmas shopping
for my family because they were, and they've spent like $50. They were like, "We can get your mom and dad some stuff," and I was just like, "Yay!"
Oh man,
why is everyone beating me up on the playground? Is it because I got free presents?
He has a key. Yeah. Let's get him.
Dumb poor kid. Oh, a nice look back at what has shaped us all.
What brought us here right now.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All their own comedy.
Those roads all led us to this tiny, tiny stage. Jeff Brown, let's wrap up some Breakfast of Champions isins with your breakfast themed around realizing you're the problem.
I do want to, before I go into it, say that Danielle watching, thank you. I love you, Danielle.
Oh, hey.
Everyone say hi to Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you.
Sent me how long an ostrich penis is on average. Mm. 11.9 inches.
Goddamn.
Yeah. 2 pounds.
Yes. 2 pounds of dick.
Yeah. 2 pound, 2 pound dick. My new punk band name, yes.
I mean, are we talking like from the root? Like right
from the root.
Are we measuring from the taint? Because we've all got.
From the hilt? Yeah, from the hilt.
Ain't that big. Yeah. All right.
What was my cereal again? Sorry.
Yeah. What was your cereal? Let's see.
Thank you,
2 pounds Daniel. Of ostrich dick. Let's hear what you got. Jeff, let's hear your new cereal themed around realizing you're the problem.
Right. Hot off the grocery shelves comes Kellogg's X's and Uh-Ohs. Jam-packed with long overdue introspection, as well as 7 essential vitamins and minerals, X's and Uh-Ohs is the breakfast cereal that you'll love to eat. And the breakfast cereal that your previous boyfriends and girlfriends wish you had learned to love to eat before it was too late. After one bite of X's and Uh-Ohs, you'll find yourself swimming in flavor with chocolate and vanilla flavored oat pieces. Each bite an explosion of taste with a hint of guilt just strong enough to make you pause mid-chew to ask yourself, did I really ever commit to my relationships? Or did I always have one foot out the door? Sprinkled amidst the self-reflection and inner turmoil are brightly colored marshmallow bits of all shapes and sizes. Can you spot all 7 marshmallow shapes? It may take a few bowls, but you're sure to find marshmallow mobile phones with several unreturned calls to Brandon, even when you knew his mom had passed away a week prior. Marshmallow Blu-ray cases that just feature Marvel movies, despite knowing that Stephanie never really wanted to watch all 4 Thor movies. Marshmallow fist bumps. I mean, you knew that Greg wasn't comfortable with your old college friends, and you knew they gave him a hard time, but bros before hoes, am I right? And so many more. Don't forget to check the back of the box for fun puzzles and mind benders, courtesy of licensed therapist Horn Williker Van Blumberkamp, the X's and Uh-Ohs mascot. Yay. Can you solve the Dr. Van Blumberkamp's crossword puzzle? 17 down, 2 letters. The question is, why did she leave? That's right. The answer is M-E. Me. Or more precisely, you. And then the box itself is a sort of like soft blue, and on the front there's a photo of the bowl of cereal, you know, like they have on the box of cereals.
Sure.
And instead of like having anything in the center, it's one of those, you know, like you can get boxes that have like a foil mirror on it. It's not like real glass, but it's like a foil mirror.
Yeah.
And then so every time you go to the store and you stand in the cereal aisle, you have to like look long and hard at yourself when you're deciding to buy this box of cereal. Yay!
Yay. Yeah, I did that to us. I apologize. Was I apologizing to Jeff, or was I apologizing for something else?
Too many of my things today are like autobiographical, including the ostrich shit.
Yeah, yeah, especially. Segment 4. It's Review It. If you've ever been anywhere or bought anything, there's a star value associated with that destination or object on some damn website or another. It's how busybodies try and let people they've never met... that should have been... It's how busybodies try to tell people they've never met what kind of experience they had when they went or bought before you. It sounds insane, but it's weirdly an important part of capitalism. So, in Review It, your job is to compose reviews of specific things as their reviews would appear on these specific outlets. Willie Travis. Now, especially knowing our ages, this This one will hit different. Willie, let's hear a Rolling Stones review, or a Rolling Stone review, of the sounds your body makes in the morning.
I remember being young. Don't age. Snap, crackle, pop. Yep. No, this isn't a Rice Krispies review. It's one of Travis's worst hits. A 40-year-old body. Batman sounds be damned if Willie hasn't put out banger after banger after banger. He's banged his knees. He's banged his head. He even cramps up while banging. From the base of his stomach not agreeing with the large number 10 from last night to the rattles of his bones cracking as he sits up in the morning on the bed wondering if today's the day.
Oh.
Shotgun blast as he pops his shoulder back into place. Willie Travis samples plenty of painful and stressful sounds. I probably should have looked up their grading system. do not recommend. Stay young forever, kids.
Yeah, yeah. If you could. If you could.
Number 10 used to be the McNugget meal. Is that what we're thinking of? I don't know. I think it changed on the McDonald's menu, but yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. There are many reasons why I'm back to trying to be physically fit. One of them is to limit just how many different positions my rising from elicits a
core work.
Just less of those. Just less of those.
You feel like a tennis player whenever you make a movement.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. I'm going to wait till they leave before I get up. So yeah.
I'll turn the pre-show music up real loud.
Don't look at me. What are you looking at?
Yeah. Well, time comes for us all. Gilbert.
Yeah.
Let's hear a Yelp review of a church bake sale.
All right. This is the title. Mercy Mary, Mother of Immaculate Forethought. 2 stars. Mm. I want to emphasize this is not a review of the church. Please don't message me hate like last time. This is a review of the bake sale. Mm. I just think there should be more variety in the offerings. We had 3 types of cakes and only 2 types of pies. Ugh. A bake sale should have 5 of each at least. And we're not eating them there. And I'm going to I'm pronouncing the misspelling. A whole cake. Maybe some muffins or croissants, even brownies. Mm. Hot dogs and hamburgers are not baked goods. They don't count.
No.
Disappointed. I did buy a lovely tiramisu, which is a 5 out of 5.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
All right, yeah. Okay. Well, something worked. Something worked there.
But that's not the point. I want to focus really on my anger.
Sure.
And my hate.
Yeah. And then you just slip in at the end to just, all right, this was good, fine.
Exactly.
All right.
Right. Right. And right. So my point was more the variety. Like,
sure.
You know, yes, yeah. I had exactly what I wanted there, but I want the idea of having more choices that I will not pick.
Going to Disneyland is cool, but if every ride except the one that I want is closed, it's a fucking shitty trip.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. 1 star.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to tell my grandkids, I'm going to get a blueberry pie this year. I'm going to. You say it's so good. And then I get the tiramisu like I have for the last 20.
Every time.
Every time.
They've got the same table every year. You beeline straight to it.
You know, they it's $6 now.
Oh.
It was $5.50.
What the fuck?
I know. Clarence, she's such a money grubber.
Ugh. 50 cents more. Is it worth it? Yeah, I'm still going to get it. But
I'm going to
complain
it
about it.
The whole time.
Yeah. Not to her. But as soon as you turn.
I'm telling all of you, so it'll somehow get to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Gilbert.
You're welcome.
Jeff, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, you know, to be fair, I did give you a lot of pointed, potentially pointed stuff. So I'm sorry that it's unlocked so many corners.
What if I didn't think any of them were pointed, and then you saying that makes me realize, like,
well,
what
I
the
mean,
fuck is wrong with
specifically,
you?
Specifically, but I can see how they would elicit.
You know, I gave you the one about fucking ostriches and then feeling bad about everything you've done in your life. Those were for you specifically. This one.
Yeah. Well.
This one is too, I know.
This one, yeah.
It is too. It's fine.
Jeff.
Yep.
Since you guys, since the mom hat lives on the YouTube a lot, yeah. I'll. It wasn't why, but I'm trying to couch it in that. Jeff, let's hear the YouTube comments for something in your life actually going right for a change.
I actually did go and just look at comments on our stuff to get some inspiration for some of these.
Oh,
so.
That's a terrible idea.
I know it was. First comment from username DeadEyedFish69. First, lol. Second comment from username Horton Hatenahu. Want to be happy for him, but this is obviously an AI-generated video. You can tell at the 2-minute, 14-second mark where he gets a hug from his dad for the first time in 5 years. I'm all for a suspension of disbelief, but if you're going to create a heartfelt moment using AI, maybe he should have started with something more believable like, I don't know, a text from his dad? Third comment from username CountingCrowsFan15. First, lol. Fourth comment from username, and it's just a bunch of Russian letters.
Yeah.
Please forgive to start, my English is not very good. I want to like this video a lot. However, it is more sad than is being happy. This man knows joy for buying first ever car, but he is age 40? Why so old? I buy my first car age 22, no problem. Maybe happy for him, but sad to watch on video. However, makes me appreciate my life and how good it is all the time. Fifth comment from username MAGACUM2024. Comment removed for violating terms of service.
Sure.
Sixth comment from username MAGACUM2024. Comment removed for violating terms of service.
Yeah.
Seventh comment from username MAGACUM2024. And it's an F, an asterisk, and a G. Eighth comment from username Ralph's Hot Mom. Woke garbage, the whole, ooh, I'm being healthier and cooking more, is so beta pilled. Like, there's nothing wrong with McNuggets twice a day. Why do you hate America? Go back to Liptardia or wherever you came from. Last comment from username JediMaster420. First, lol.
Damn it. Oh, I wasn't prepared. I was just waiting to... I was just going to listen to that whole night.
We have a lot of comments on our videos, and let me tell you, people.
Yeah.
They got a lot of free time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're also just terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just people are just generally... Why? Why? You know what? I am not going to start then.
One time, because Joe has always been smart, because he's been like, don't engage. That's the trick. Don't engage. Just don't give an inch. And I did one time. And then I unplugged our router for like a week afterward. Because I was like, I got roasted by an 8-year-old. This sucks. Yeah.
That's not good.
I thought I was smart and funny, but they saw through me.
Oh. Yeah, they're good at that. They're good at finding the weak spots and just being merciless.
Then just hide. Yeah. That was a good call. Segment 5, we've made it. It's Yay! Location, location. Yay, we did it. Woo! Segment 5, location, location, location. Someone once said, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. But that was probably during one of our many rodent-themed plagues throughout the years. The point of the saying, though, is that if you got a product worth a damn, demand will sell it for you. But what if your product isn't so much in demand in your neck of the woods? Well, in location, 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 you're starting a business in locations that might not be ideal for said business. But it's your job to convince us why we should purchase your goods or services regardless. So let's get to innovatively crushing some rat spines. Willie Travis, you run a business that only sells the worst possible tickets to any event.
Need tickets? We have tickets. Mad tickets. Hella tickets. We have so many tickets, we're practically giving them away. And they're not just any tickets. They're event tickets. And if there is an event with us, we have an event for you. Choose from a multitude of events. We have tickets for Pro Amateur Squash Masters, the father-stepdaughter potato sack racing quarterfinals, dog shaving championship series, Healy Willy Rally 400, Tamagotchi Fight Club, the Glass Blowjob Bowl, the EU and Erie Invitational, the Florida Olympics, Thumb WrestleMania, Hennessy presents the Professional Buffet League. The Car Jack Offs. Bidet Rush Week. Whack Wimbledon. And the Manly Plush Finals. We even serve as a grand music venue that seats upward to several average-sized humans. The summer is hot, and we have really cool shows. On tour this summer, the Hot White Whistleblowers. Speed Team Butthole. Benny and the Bets are all off. Prince with an H. MC Hammer Pants. Those croc wearing sons of bitches. Explosion Hole. Tip the Nipples. Feisty Pampers. Slicky Slicky. Connor and the Cream Crew. And of course, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Sure. Sure. Oh, thank
God.
Thank you, Willie.
I wish it just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly could have. Willie has found tonight, Willie has found all of the best cop outs. Because the list gag, oh, it's a fucking tried and true classic. So good. And I didn't hear anything for like the last 45 seconds because I was just trying to figure out where the H was. Is it after the P? I think it's after the P.
Oh, man.
It's silent. After the P or after the R. I don't know.
It's exactly where you believe it to be.
Oh. Just like Prince, it can be anywhere.
It was in you the whole time.
Eh? Yeah. We all live in hope of finding the H in us someday. Oh, Willie, man. So good. Hey, where can people get more Willie Travis in their lives, should they choose such a thing?
WillieListen.com. We have episodes filmed or recorded directly in this building.
That's true.
Right here. Possibly Happy Arcade Time if we figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
And
figure that out.
Yeah, you can catch me online, Instagram, some Willie. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe at a room near you.
Yeah,
a random ass room.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, look to your left.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it's Willie. Oh, thank you, Willie Travis. Always a gosh darn cute.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Gilbert. Hey there. Let's wrap up. We started your first show. Now let's wrap up first show. Let's hear your pitch. You design escape rooms for agoraphobes.
Agoraphobes! Life is terrifying. And things aren't getting better. But you have to keep up with social media, and cat pictures are only going so far. Mm. What do you post then? Have no fear. With mobile escape rooms, we come to you for exciting photo ops. How are you going to get me out of the house, though? Easy. We replace one of your rooms with our mobile escape room. We drive away, giving you no chance of getting back unless you figure out the escape room. How do you get back home? You got to find the key under the map. All while posting your adventure online for likes, follows, shares, and screenshots, or whatever you do online. Hmm. Rates begin at $999.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Would have to. What happens when you get in an escape room that a person doesn't want to leave? Oh, they're basically just renting an apartment at that point.
Well, you know, what you do is you're driving away.
Exactly.
Yeah, they walk into the bathroom. You're sure. Like, I'm going to go do the bathroom. And then now they're moving. Yeah. And you just release them. Life is the escape room. They're trying to get back home.
Oh.
Life is the escape room. Fuck.
Shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
God.
That's.
All right. I mean,
that's
you.
A trailer. Yeah. That's a line in a trailer for a low budget horror movie.
That's how I feel when I go
like
to work.
Blumhouse coming out. Yeah.
Life is the escape room. Gilbert Gonzalez.
Yes.
So good. Thank you. How can people get more Gilbert outside of the very specific confines of this episode of the Stab Show?
Well, I am pretty much here every second Saturday of the month. 8 o'clock, One Fall Improv, wrestling-based clips are played, and then we do scenes based on them. They're wacky. They're insane.
Yes.
And then most of the time, I'll be at Scene Kids right after that, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So it's a double day of improv. That show, two actors, one scene. One of them has memorized lines from something. The other one has no idea what they're saying or what they're talking from.
Yeah.
And they're just improvising. So it's a fantastic show, one of my favorites.
Always a good time.
Love it. So.
One of the longest running shows here in the Stab Comedy Theater. So good. So happy to have you, Gilbert. We'll get you booked again already. We'll get you lined up. Hey, Jeff.
Howdy.
How much Jeff Brown can people tolerate? You tell me. Where can they get more Jeff Brown?
They can get more Jeff Brown at a variety of places. If you go to mom-hat.com, you can get links to all the stuff you can find me on. There's a lot of podcasts. I'm here every 60 days or so by court order.
At least.
At least. You can find... Here's the thing that happened recently. So mom-hat, Mom Hat Studios is where you can find a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I unprivated my Instagram recently.
Ooh.
My personal one.
Well.
It's... THJEFF.
Mm-hmm.
Please send me spam.
Oh, yeah.
But aside from that, you can find me there and here and in many audio formats.
Sure. Yeah. They're in here mostly.
They're in here mostly.
Well, Jeff, how about you close out this program? I assume I'll know when to. You said I'm going to play it a lot.
Yeah, okay. Look for my cue. It will be hard to miss.
I only have one page. So
I will give you a visual cue.
All right. Well, Jeff Brown, let's close out this episode of the show. Let's close out this location with your business. You sell mullets to the wealthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for coming here to Death Island! The people in this room make up 99.3% of the world's financial power. Truly, this is a gathering of the most influential men and women on the planet. But why have you all gathered here, 2 weeks ago, you were sent an anonymous telegram stating only the following. The coordinates for this island. A QR code that will take 20% off your next Uber Eats order. And a single sentence which stated, "Do you want to feel truly alive?" And here you all are, having answered the call. You sit on thrones of wealth, have every convenience at your fingertips, yet a mysterious telegram, shrouded in mystery, and also a coupon for an affordable dinner delivery prompted you to arrive here. And here you have arrived. Are your lives so mundane? Despite your power, you feel empty inside? Well, here at Death Island! We have a cure for what ails you. a conquest you have yet to make, for you truly have controlled lives with your wealth, but have you ever physically stamped one out with your own heel? Well, now you can experience the ultimate thrill, for behold! And a curtain draws to the side, and standing in a neat row are several men wearing tore-up jeans and an unbuttoned plaid shirt on top of a wife beater, and they all have mullets.
Sure.
The most dangerous game of all!
Are those rednecks?
Yes, rednecks! The most mischievous and elusive of prey. These rednecks have been secreted away here to Death Island! Come on, Jesse. There we go. To afford you an opportunity to whet your murderous appetites, you will all be provided basic hunting equipment, and soon we will release the rednecks into the island wilds. Should you find your quarry and eliminate them, you will be able to take your prize, the scalp of a mulleted redneck. Mm. A trophy that will outshine any that adorn your wall or sit atop your mantle. And for those of you who may not be so lucky in the hunt, fret not, for before you depart from Death Island, you are welcome to visit our gift shop, which sells artificial mulleted scalps for a nominal fee. For the low price of $40,000, you can own a one-to-one replica of Rod Stewart's mullet that he sported during his 1984 camouflage tour. You may not have been able to scalp a fresh mullet from our unfortunate guests, but you can still go home with a souvenir from your time here at Death Island!
I thought that might have been what we wanted.
But then we gotta...
I couldn't download that, so I had to play it from Messenger. So that's why I'm doing.
You said something, bro. That's on you.
That's all right.
Check the firewall.
And that was the Stab Show. Thanks for joining us tonight, and of course, a very special thank you to our incredible panel: Willie Travis, Gilbert Gonzalez, and Jeff Brown. Now, if you enjoy the show called Stab, why not join us in person for a taping? Just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater Friday nights at 7:30 to experience the excitement. Or, if you just can't make it in person, tune in to Stab TV on Twitch from the comfort of your own home. Or, even more, or, why not take Stab with you wherever and whenever? You can! Just subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. Like, comment, share, and spread the good word of Stab. But, sadly, that's all the time we have for tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, wishing you, like, I don't know, 7 uninterrupted hours of sleep? How nice would that be? Good night.